continuing our conversation with Dr. Edward Group from Global Healing Center. It's a pleasure to have somebody of his caliber, the things he's done, the investigation, the root cause of disease. Isn't that what we want to know about? I mean, you talk about our mission here at the Power Hour. Remember, we want you happy, we want you healthy, we want you successful, and we want you free just as God intends you to be. Well, all those things, health is a big part of all of them. And if you're sick, if you're controlled that way, it's hard to have success in any of those other areas. So this is massive that we have this type of information, Dr. Group. We have a couple of callers. Should we go to a couple of callers, Dr. Group?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's do that. And if you want to get in and ask a question, 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. Let's go to Dave in New Mexico. Dave in New Mexico, you're live on the air. Do we have Dave? Maybe he didn't think he was coming on so quick. I don't know. Maybe he's at the bathroom. I don't know. Let's go to Sandra in Missouri. Sandra in Missouri, are you there? Are you there, Sandra?
I am.
Hello. Hello.
Yes. I'm here.
Well, great. What's your good to have you on. What's your question or comment, Sandra?
I wanted to ask Dr. Group about the Emgality shot for migraine. I know they have a couple of different kinds of shots they take monthly for migraines. Do you know what's in those, or would everything in there be harmful?
No, I'm not familiar with all the ingredients in there, because what we like to do is try to address the root cause of why you're having the migraines to begin with. And so some of the things that we've found, we've kind of worked with individuals to try to trace back what that could be. Gluten, here's some of the things. Now, there could be a multitude of things, but some of the things that we found that have a really, really high factor for migraines include gluten, include excitotoxins like artificial dyes and sweeteners. One thing that we've linked pretty heavily to migraines is titanium dioxide, and that's actually in organic foods as well. And then also, I'm not sure if you've been to a chiropractor or not, but sometimes we see that the atlas is the bone that your head sits on. A lot of times people with migraines will have a very weak ligament in their atlas, and it shifts out of place. And when it puts a little bit of pressure on the vertebral arteries, it can instigate a migraine. That, and then any type of, you know, chemicals or heavy metals or even mold and fungus can be consistent with migraines. Those are some of the things that EMFs, especially, also like electromagnetic frequencies. If you have a smart meter or cell, you know, you're hypersensitive to EMFs, can also kick in migraine headaches. So we usually try to just find what it is that's causing them. It could be anything. Also, just sleeping on a memory foam mattress. We've had individuals that, you know, have had migraines through that. So it's really more about
on a memory. Hold on, Doc. Why a memory foam mattress? That's weird.
Well, memory foam mattresses are sprayed thick with brominated compounds and fire retardant. So you end up getting an outgassing, and you end up breathing in those toxic VOCs when you sleep for 8 hours. So we want to look around and try to eliminate any type of chemicals, any type of toxicity, looking at your room, looking at your workspace, looking at your kitchen area, looking at what you're eating, what you're drinking, and just trying to avoid as many chemicals and compounds as you can. And then not only that, but taking another step and going through a full intestinal cleanse, a liver and gallbladder cleanse, a chemical and heavy metal cleanse, and a harmful organism cleanse to really clean your body out and to boost your self-healing mechanism. And a lot of times, just with a deep cleansing of the body, the migraines will start to dissipate or go away. One other thing that I'll mention on migraines is any dental work is associated with migraines. That means if you have excess mercury fillings in your mouth, or you've had a root canal, or any type of teeth situation or dental, anything that could be going on in your mouth can be contributed to migraines. So really, and what I would suggest is start looking at that, and not necessarily, you know, you know, over time, hopefully you would be able to eliminate the different shots that you might be taking.
Let me ask you about that root canal. What alternatives are there to a root canal? I mean, you go into your dentist, they say, well, we need a root canal. So what do you say at that point?
Well, really, the instead of a root canal, the only thing that's been proven to work is an extraction. And, you know, with the extraction, they need to take the ligament as well. If you look at biological dentistry where it is today, it's basically there is no option for a root canal because there's so many different tiny little pathways that go through the system there. Then they use that rubber that goes into, they fill the root canal up with that you're probably most likely 100% of the time going to have ongoing infection. Now, there's two things that I know of right now that biological dentists are looking into. One of them is placing a nasal, when they do the root canal, when they get all that stuff out, they're looking at putting a nasal iodine down in there, or they're putting ozol down in there, which was a formula that Nikola Tesla developed a long time ago. Because the only way you're going to be able to keep that clean is if you have something that's going to outgas or something that's going to continue releasing a gas that can actually get up into all of that network of tubules everywhere to keep the bacteria and to keep any type of microorganisms at bay. And the only thing that will continue to release a gas is going to be iodine or ozol that Nikola Tesla. So I'm actually working with some biological dentists on that issue right now, but really the solution is to do an extraction. But there's testing now available to test, a blood test to test what materials you are going to be consistent with, what type of zirconium or what type of alternative metals or alternative ceramics or anything like that. But that doesn't really necessarily have to do with the root canals, more or less with fillings or replacing teeth after an extraction.
Sandra, does that help answer your question? I mean, it kind of didn't, but kind of went in a different direction.
Well, if you've had migraines for years and years and you're in different houses and different places and, you know, it seems hard, I guess you can just maybe think of more food. I've done some food things, and I know several people who have migraines who just had them, you know, for a long time.
Have you been off of gluten?
So I guess just take. I don't think necessarily gluten. I did some food allergy testing where you go off of one food for so many days, then try a little of it back in to see if it causes one, and I never really found anything except wheat.
Right. Well, the wheat is the gluten, and you know, like I know many of people that have suffered from migraines for years and years and years, and after being off of gluten for 14 days, their migraines are gone. So that's going to be any wheat product. So I would recommend looking into dairy, and you won't usually get good gluten response. There's specific tests now through the Gluten-Free Association, Gluten-Free Society, and a few others that offer specific types of more highly advanced gluten sensitivity testing. So So that would be one thing I would look at. But, you know, you could be using personal care products for a long time. You could be usually it's not just one thing, but it's when your body goes over the edge or over the threshold to where, you know, those migraines kick in. So that's just where my experience has been over the last 25 years.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. That does help.
Well, thank you so
You're
much
welcome.
For the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call, Sandra. You mentioned gluten. Could that have something to do with GMO wheat or glyphosates in them or those kind of things?
That just adds to it, actually. It adds to the situation with gluten. But, you know, that's like a whole nother conversation to have, but the gluten sensitive, pretty much everybody is allergic to gluten. It's just because they hybridized the wheat a long time ago. I think it was like in the 1940s or 50s to produce more wheat, you know, in a shorter stalk. So nowadays, I mean, yes, you can get certified organic wheat, but it's still not really that good for you. It causes an inflammation in your gut, and it also causes a lot of negative compounds and negative poisons. So it's good to be completely gluten-free. And there's plenty of videos out there that talk about it in documentaries and stuff like that as well.
You mentioned titanium dioxide. That is an ingredient. I was kind of surprised. I read labels a lot. That's like in hamburger buns and bread, a lot of the breads and things. What in the world is that about?
Yeah. So we pinpointed that down with somebody who was having these migraine headaches, and even later on we found even just severe headaches, but not even migraines. And after months of looking at everything they were doing, they were having a coffee creamer. It was organic. It was an organic coffee creamer that they were using in their coffee every day, or a couple times a day, actually. It was a vanilla creamer. And we identified it down in the ingredients, and titanium dioxide was in there. And so, which I had never known before, and no other doctor that I knew of had ever linked titanium dioxide to headaches. So we started doing research on it. We started doing research on titanium dioxide, and sure enough, we found some forums and some posts, board posts of people that were suffering from fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, muscle aches and pains, in the shoulder area and the neck area. And they were attributing it to titanium dioxide. So it wasn't, it was kind of a fluke that we found it. But then when we dug deep and we started looking online, we started finding other people that were complaining of it too. And so these individuals eliminated titanium dioxide and their chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia disappeared. And their migraines disappeared and their headaches disappeared. And as soon as we changed the coffee creamer to one without titanium dioxide, within 3 days, the headache.
Wow.
This person was suffering from chronic headaches every single day. And not only chronic headaches, chronic muscle pain in the neck and the shoulder area. And within 4 days of being off the titanium dioxide, all the pain completely went away and disappeared.
Wow. You mentioned excitotoxin.
I don't know what the mechanism of action is on that. I couldn't tell you. But I can tell you the anecdotal evidence, and I can tell you that titanium dioxide is 100% linked to migraines, headaches, muscle pain, muscle tension, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia.
You mentioned excitotoxins, and you you also mentioned food coloring with those. How bad are excitotoxins, and what's another example? Food coloring is one. What's something else?
MSG is really the biggest excitotoxin out there, monosodium glutamate. And it's being hid under natural flavoring and many other different terminologies. You can look easily on Google and type in other names for MSG, and you'll see a list probably of like 50 different names that the industry tries to hide MSG under. And that's one of the biggest excitotoxins out there. The other excitotoxins are going to be your artificial sweeteners like NutraSweet, aspartame, sulfame K, saccharin, you know, those are extremely, extremely damaging to the body. So if you're drinking any diet drinks, if you're taking in any artificial sweeteners, please, please stop as fast as you can. Those are linked to brain cancer. Those are linked to neurotoxicity. I mean, the list goes on and on.
What about stevia?
Especially too.
What about stevia?
Well, stevia is a natural. I don't call that artificial because it's actually natural because it comes from the stevia leaf or the stevia leaf as well as monk fruit. You can use those as sweeteners, and those are actually fairly beneficial to use. Those would not be considered excitotoxins unless they're processing the stevia. It's like sugar, right? Like natural cane sugar is not. I recommend everybody avoid sugar. But when you process it and you bleach it and you use all these chemicals, it becomes a much higher level chemical and toxin in the body, one that the body has a hard time recognizing and utilizing. And that creates an immune response, and that creates the body looking at it like it's a toxin or something that's damaging to the body. So if you do, and there are some stevia products out there that are highly refined and processed. So you want to always just go and get the most natural, cleanest ingredient. Personally, I like the monk fruit sweetener right now. And then we talked
say that
about
again.
The other main.
Say that again. The monk
fruit.
Monk fruit.
Monk fruit. M-O-N-K. The monk fruit sweetener. And the last really big excitotoxin that you're going to, well, I mean, without getting into the heavy metals, is going to be the artificial colors, which is your red dye and your blue dye and your yellow dye and your orange dyes, those type of dyes. Mostly kids consume the majority of artificial sweeteners because they eat the Skittles and the birthday cakes and the cupcakes and all the things that have multiple different colors on them. As adults, we don't really eat as much of those colors as children do, which is even worse because children are, their brains are growing. So it's like, let's figure out the worst things we could give the children and let's just give those to children and create all kinds of different
wow.
colored candies and colored, colored birthday cakes and all this other stuff. So those are going to be your main excitotoxins in the brain.
Todd, did we ever find Dave? Is Dave still there or did he get cut off? Dave is dropped. Okay. We got just a few minutes before the break. One of the biggest topics looming in the world, not just America, but the world, is 5G. We've heard, it's the greatest technological advance ever. It's going to help everybody. And we've also heard this is a nightmare scenario from, Star Trek somewhere. What do we make of 5G?
So you've heard a lot about 5G, and there's different types of 5G. There's what's called Y-gig, which is a 60 gigahertz band, and then there's other 5 gigahertz bands, which is what you're really kind of seeing in some areas right now. So the main thing that you want to understand, and we can talk a little bit about what it is. It's really 5G technology is being called unified connectivity fabric. It's very strange that the International Telecommunications Union would call 5G technology, think about this, unified connectivity fabric. Okay? It almost is like the matrix that surrounds the earth. And the goal of the International Telecommunications Union is to support This actually came out a long time ago. The goal was to support 100 billion devices by guess what year?
2020.
And they want to be able to support 1 million devices per square kilometer. All of this stuff that's happening with EMFs and 5G, The date of implementation was always 2020.
Okay, so what?
And here's
so,
the kicker. At the millimeter wave frequency of 60 gigahertz, this is how this kind of is, this is how this is forming into this whole pandemic that we're dealing with right now, is that the absorption is very high with 98% of the absorption or the transmitted energy from 60 gigahertz. By oxygen. So I know you've probably seen the doctors coming out of the hospitals now and they're saying like the ventilators are making people worse. People are walking in with blood oxygen levels in the high 70s, which they should be in a coma. They can't understand what's going on. Why are the people showing signs of altitude sickness and not showing the signs of viral? If you look at the coronavirus outbreak map and you overlay that on top of the 5G map, it's exactly the same. So, there's something to be said about the symptoms that are taking place. Now, I'm not saying there's not a virus, okay? But when you, there's definitely a connection going on between the susceptibility. And when you look at the testing that's being done, just to let everybody know out there is no coronavirus test. There is no COVID-19 test, okay? There is a PCR test that's being used, okay? If you look at the PCR test, it is a rapid polymerase chain reaction test. So what does that actually test for? Does it test for a virus? No. It tests for fragments and exosomes. There is no test to test for the coronavirus. So if you look at what happens, and the studies show that when you expose somebody to a 60 gigahertz frequency or you expose them to a 5G frequency, what it creates is cellular poisoning. It creates exosomes, and it also creates fragments, RNA fragments. Those are the exact things that will show up positive on a PCR test. So now they're saying, you know, all these tests are, a lot of these tests, up to 80% are showing false positives. We don't know, like, what is really going on. Strange enough, when they were doing studies on rats and they were testing and they were exposing them to harmful electromagnetic frequencies, to measure the amount of cellular damage that was done to the rats, guess what test they were using?
PCR.
They were using the same PCR test to test for electromagnetic frequency damage. So there's a lot of things that are happening right now, and the FCC is moving so fast to adopt. They've been doing this to adapt the 5G technology. AT&T and Verizon launched it in 2017. Most people don't even know that. And the first deployment, the first commercial deployment, have been in operation since January of 2020 and a little bit before that.
There's the music, the other side. We're going to summarize what you just said. You just dropped a nuclear bomb on the audience, what you just said. And I'm going to try to make sense of it during the break. My God. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Dr. Edward Group.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made. Good for you. Food stores, I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Talking to Dr. Edward Group. We haven't talked about any of the products. Global Healing Center products, the Oxy Powder, which is a detox, the Detoxidine, another detox. You know, like Sherry Rogers says, like Dr. Group, I'm sure will second that and said as much. There's two causes of disease, toxicity and lack of nutrients. That's basically it. Oxy Powder, Detoxidine, Detox Foot Pads, the Vegan Safe B12. If you get B12 shots, I have another uncle, not my uncle on the radio show, Dr. Group, I have another uncle. He's about as stubborn as two mules. And he takes B12 shots. He takes them once a month. And towards the end of the month, he always gets ornery. And my aunt, his wife, realized, hey, you need your shot. I can tell because you're moody, you're ornery. And I said, well, you know, you can take this. You can take it every day. You don't have to wait a month. You can take these drops every day. Oh, no. You know, if that was good, my doctor would give it to me. I don't want to hear. I don't want none of this. It's just ridiculous. If you need B12, which most people do, if you're certainly taking B12 shots, I don't know why you wouldn't try these, drops. I don't know. Why wouldn't you? Lateral Flora is a shelf stable way to get probiotics into your gut. Another way to get your immune system up. The selenium, the Intracal, we have, zinc, oh, what's the, I can't, my mind's going a million different places. All the different products over at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. This is how we're supported. Thank you for your purchases, your donations, your prayers, everything. You know, we're in this, ladies and gentlemen, and you're in this, and you're in the middle of us, and one word will win. One word will win. Conviction. Are you endowed by your Creator, aren't you? Is the Bill of Rights the law, or isn't it? Is the future yours? Is there something divine within you that needs to be recognized or not? That goes for your health, that goes for your life, that goes for everything. Law, everything. That's what we've lost. You think, well, we need to return back to God in America. You want to return to God? Then you respect creation. And when you respect creation, you respect the divinity within you. It's that simple. Are you convicted about that or not? And more that's becoming, that's a marching call. That's a marching order. Anyway, 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. There's something at the Power Mall for everybody. We appreciate your purchases and such. So thank you very much. Getting back to Dr. Group. Okay, Dr. Group. Before the break, you basically laid out something, and I've been trying to make sense of it during the break. We talked a little bit. I'm going to ask you this question. Basically, in summary, you said that the 5G application, the 60 gigahertz, the Y gig band, the 5 gig band that goes out there, it's bioactive. It interacts with our biology. You have countries like Israel, Sweden, I believe, and Brussels, a big city. They've all said, we're stopping this development of this till we can see what's going on. America seems to be taking the opposite approach, going full force ahead. Wuhan, China was one of the first places to really roll out 5G. Just so happened that's where the virus outbreak. You're talking about in America since the beginning of this year, there's been certain areas of the country it has rolled out. What you just said, 5G bioactively interacts with humans and can affect their RNA, their sickness, their DNA level, can literally break apart RNA and DNA and make them sick. Is that what you just said?
Yes, that is exactly what I said. And this has been a planned event, actually. The FCC's current policy of mandatory irradiation of the public. You can look that up in the it was actually planned that 5G would rely on the UN Constitutional and Criminal 1996 Telecommunication Act, which, by the way, that was signed by Bill Clinton. And what that says in that act is it denies the state and local governments and municipalities the right to bar or prevent the installation of wireless technology. And get this, on environmental and health grounds. So they're banning, the Telecommunications Act bans the individual cities, the individual counties, the municipalities, from not installing 5G based on health and environmental issues, when it actually causes environmental issues and it actually causes health issues. So if you look at the UN, you go ahead.
Okay, let me stop right there. You mentioned the United Nations, that this is some, is this a United Nations treaty? Say that again. What part did the UN play in that?
It's the UN Constitutional and Criminal, well, I call it the Criminal, but it's the UN Constitutional. It's the 1996 UN Telecommunications Act.
Okay.
That was signed by, that was pushed upon us. See, you have to, like, follow the trail. If you look at if you look at the FDA, the CDC, the National Institute of Health, the World Health Organization, the UN, they all work in conjunction with each other. It's not just about 5G or just about vaccinations. It's about the general agenda to incorporate all of these things into a population to be able to control and manipulate or create sickness or whatever that agenda is. Now, if you follow back the history of electromagnetic frequencies and you say, well, what's the underlying cause behind this rollout of 5G? Well, 5G is a millimeter wave scanner. It's a whole body imaging device, too. It's almost the same as when you walk through those body scanners. So you can actually detect objects with 5G under or concealed under a person's clothing. So not only can 5G, not only is 5G harmful, but, you know, if you have 5G in every lamppost, because 5G millimeter wave doesn't travel that far either. It can be used to penetrate the clothing of everybody as well. So you'll be able, you can literally control and see what people have underneath their clothing. And some of the higher frequencies are associated with all kinds of health risks, basically on steroids. And Masaru Emoto said that one of the most damaging things that he found when he was studying water was the effect of electromagnetic frequencies on water, because it prevents the water from ever getting in a crystalline structure, and also it causes dehydration within the cells. So it limits the amount of oxygen. So basically, if you're hit with a 5G, all the oxygen in your body will absorb the 5G really fast and reduce your oxygen concentration down to like 2%, or it could very rapidly, because oxygen in studies, it's shown that your oxygen will absorb 98% of millimeter waves in 5G.
Hold on, Doc. You just told me, you correct me when I'm wrong, you just said the whole 5G grid that's been rolled out is not a telecommunication apparatus as much as it is a bioweapon.
Well, so they're making it seem like you're going to have more access, and you're going to love 5G, and you're going to be able to watch movies on your phone, and you're going to be able to do more virtual reality, and it all dates back, it all goes back to Agenda 2030, Agenda 2050. To bring in this new AI-based, highly advanced cyborg-type technology, to where everybody will have a chip. They're even working on technology now, nanoparticle technology, which can be delivered through vaccinations. And not only is it based on being able to watch you and track you wherever you go, but to give you cards, give you some sort of tattoo, give you some sort of a microchip, but also to be able to destroy you if they want to, by utilizing this fabric of network frequencies that can literally make you happy, make you sad, make you aggressive, where you won't even know what you're doing, and that, but that will also work with these chips to create this biohumanoid. They actually talk about this, like to create a biohumanoid cyborg type society in the future.
Okay, yesterday, just recently, I don't know if it was yesterday, the story broke. The Bill Gates Foundation, or one of his subsets, they filed a patent for some kind of chip or some kind of interaction into a vaccine. You can, you know, inject it in the people, not necessarily a vaccine, but you can inject it in the people, and it interacts with the body and measures the body and becomes a blockchain technology. Basically putting your vitals on a blockchain, your value of you, and looking at you on a blockchain level. I mean, is this now you're telling us the 5G, I'm gathering, that's designed so those two things interact together. So basically they have you dialed down, and can control you and know everything that's going on about you and the value of you. I mean, this is like Logan's Run or something.
Well, the good news is I think, you know, you're right, but I think that people are waking up, and there's so much press now coming out about it, that I'm hoping that we'll have enough push to block it. Although all the satellites are already up in, not all of them, but the majority of them are already up in our atmosphere right now. And
my God.
If you look at the weaponry behind it, 5G, if you've noticed, or if you look online, people are complaining when they're going out at night of their skin burning and their skin itching with this whole corona thing. Well, that's the same thing that the studies were done at the National Institute of Health and the National Toxicology Program on high-level radio frequency radiation, for years, the Russian, the Chinese defense agencies, they've all been developing weapons that rely on electromagnetic technology. And what they do, it's crowd control weapons. They use it, and it creates an unpleasant burning sensation on the skin. And those guns are called active denial systems, but you can look it up on Google. So they feel like their body's on fire. So the sensation will dissipate when you get out of the range. However, all of the biological changes that happen in the body, think about having an active defense system or an active denial system on every single light post or everywhere littered or through satellites. Now they say the whole fabric is complete, where there's not 1 meter on the whole Earth that cannot be broadcast a 5G from space or from some sort of a device. And they're bringing the wide gig routers into the home. They literally want you to have a wide gig router inside your house that can be controlled. And Comcast already got called out on it from the hidden networks that they're running, the 5G hidden networks for their routers. If you have a Comcast router, there's a hidden network inside of it. Most people don't even know of all these cable companies that are putting these routers in their homes. A lot of them already have the capabilities, and they already are running hidden networks in your home already through your wireless router.
What in the hell am I supposed to say right now, Dr. Group? What next question should I ask you right now? What can we do about that? I mean, I'm floored right now. I don't even know what to say.
Well, yeah, I mean, what you can do about it is be aware of it. I mean, that's always the first step in the educational process, is to learn about it and just don't do your own research. And go watch the videos. Watch my video, The Shocking Truth About 5G and EMF. And I go through the studies. Matter of fact, I actually give all of the research away because I don't want you to just believe what I'm saying. I want you to actually go look at the research. Look at the Defense Department documents. Look at the unclassified documents. Look and see and put the pieces of the puzzle together. Why did Bill Gates just spend over $400 million investing in 5G companies? Why is he putting all this money into all the vaccine corporations? But yeah, let's talk about what you can do about it. I mean, here's the solution, because there's always a situation and then there's always a solution as well. So my plan is, number one, personal protection in the home. And what I've found is there's a company out of Germany that makes them, but the one that I use and I think that has the most research behind it is actually called the Qi technology, and that's QI technology. And that's designed to buffer out the 5G and the EMF fields in your home. And you can, it's about just one of these devices is about the size of a Bluetooth speaker. And they have different devices, whether you want to clear like a 16 by 16 field. They have ones that clear a whole office building. They're kind of expensive, but if anyone wants to get one, we have a discount, and that's synergyscience.com/globalhealing. You can get a 10% discount on it. I just go around and research the different companies. And there's a bunch of them out there right now, and I don't have time to research all of them, but I look at all the studies behind it. There's a lot of people out there that are just saying, oh, well, here's a geometric pattern on this sticker, and this is going to block all the EMF. But there's no research, and there's nothing to say that it actually does. So first of all, I look at where am I spending my time. You know, these key protection systems, you can bring them to your office with you. You can bring them in your home, and they're going to do a pretty good job. I also like the Graham Stetzer filters. Those are
We have those at the Powerball, yeah.
Yeah, and those reduce the dirty energy, and those will help out too. I mean, an average size house, you might need about 20 filters, but hey, you know, those are different ways you can protect yourself. I like there's companies coming out with the high frequency shielding paints right now. Y-Shield has one, and it blocks RF frequencies and microwave radiation by 99%.
Will it block 5G? Hold on. Will it block 5G?
So 5G is so new that a lot of these companies aren't coming out and claiming. But what they do say is it blocks radio frequency waves, and 5G is a radio frequency wave. I think more and more people are going to start actually doing the testing and saying it blocks 5G. But, yes, I believe it will because it's based off of copper and silver particles. And so those are paints. And now they have different types of different colored paints that you can use for your rooms. Or they actually have a primer, a gray primer. So you can put the primer on, and then you can paint your room in whatever organic or VOC paint that you like. And they have copper paints, too, with copper particles in them. It's called a Q-Pro Coat paint. So the paints are going to help, you know, as well, blocking the frequencies. They have a company, I can't remember the name of it now, but they have a window film, you know. So if you're in a big building or if you have lots of windows in your office or windows in your home, you can, and it's a clear coat. So basically you just apply the clear coat. It's an EMF RF proof window film. You can't even really tell it's on there, and it protects and blocks all the frequencies coming in through your window. So that's, you know, that's something that people can look into, you know, if you have neighbors that have transmitters nearby or whatever. And then, like, what I wear, like when I travel, I wear EMF proof clothing. And so now there's companies out there that are just coming out with all kinds of hats. They're coming out with bed sheets. They're coming out with shirts, long sleeve shirts, pants, underwear, bras, you name it. You can actually get EMF proof clothing right now. So, I mean, people know, and companies are taking advantage, and they're like, okay, so now we know that we're going to be exposed to all this stuff. How can we protect ourselves? So you can look into, and you can just type in Google EMF RF proof clothing and find the websites that will help you out on that.
I'm here.
Go ahead. Well, I was just going to say the next thing that you want to look at is a smart meter outside your apartment or outside your home. If you do have a smart meter, you can call the power company. It took me like 3 months arguing with them on the phone. And finally, I got them to come out and change my smart meter to an analog meter so it doesn't produce any type of harmful electromagnetic frequency.
How did that conversation go?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that conversation.
It was a crazy conversation. You know, of course, they tried to deny it. I had to fill out all kinds of paperwork back and forth. And I was just so persistent on the phone. I just kept asking to talk to the manager, the next manager. I'm like, I was trying to educate them. I was like, do you know that you're causing health problems all across this city and you're causing damage? And they're just like, you know, they're told. However, the guy that came out that was replacing it, he like winked his eye at me and he's like, because I started educating him. I said, do you know the damage that these smart meters are doing in the electro? And I had a bunch of documents with me. I gave him the documents because he brought the wrong one out. And because I wanted to make sure he wasn't putting something else in I didn't know about. And then he had to go back and come back the next week. I gave him like a stack of documents on the dangerous effects of EMFs and all that. And he came back and he's like, yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right about this. I said, you need to protect yourself. You're the one that's working around all these smart meters and installing this stuff all the time. I mean, just like I told the TSA people when I get in arguments with them because I opt out from going through the body scanner. And I argue with the main guy and then someone else. I'm like, no, you're wrong. No, you're wrong. No, you're wrong. You're standing next to these. You're getting bombarded with radio frequency waves. You're going to get sick. You know, take care of yourself. And they think I'm crazy. But now TSA, all the TSA people are coming down with all kinds of health problems.
Well, you know what I tell, let me tell you. Let me tell you how my conversation went with the TSA. So I do the same thing. I always opt out. Ladies and gentlemen, you can opt out. Despite what they tell you, you can just say, I opt out. That's all you have to say. No more. And they went through and they say, well, these are the new machines. These machines are a different wave. They don't hurt you like the old ones. They've told us these are safe. So they said that to me, and my reply to them was, so they told you these were safe? Yes, sir. Didn't they tell you the other ones were safe too? And he shut up. That was it. That was it. They told you the other ones were safe too, didn't they?
Yeah.
Neither are these. And that was the end of the conversation. So there's a little something you can use, put in your ammo, in your toolbox for them. Didn't they tell you the other ones were safe also? Yeah. Then why are they changing them? Anyway.
No gigahertz radio frequency signal is safe. Okay? The body
what about wireless phones? What about, I don't mean cell phones, I mean like, you know, just wireless phones in your house. They work on a, what, 2.4 gig or whatever it is?
Yeah, it's a megahertz. Yeah, it's a megahertz frequency. There's so many different megahertz frequencies. They all contribute to harmful electromagnetic frequencies. There's no wave that's not, maybe some radio waves, but any type of these megahertz ranges or gigahertz ranges that are in the wireless type realm, even microwave radiation as well, is dangerous. All of them are going to cause situations that happen in your system. So real fast, anti-radiation blankets, those are available too, you know, to put the Radius Shield is one I use and some different ones. If you're working with your laptop or anything like that, you know, make sure that you have those radiation blankets. I travel with them all the time. Cell phone radiation, make sure you get some good protection on your cell phone. And then there's even radio frequency protection devices now for vehicles that you can plug into your lighter compartment that set out signals to neutralize the electromagnetic frequencies, especially with electric vehicles.
Yeah, I have one of those. Here, last question. We're running out of time here. Turn the music down just barely so I can barely hear it, Todd, when it kicks on. You just painted a picture that whoever is doing this and the controllers, they got this thing planned out, and our level of resistance, it's like we take one step forward and two steps back. They don't care. They're pushing forward, and they have the grid, so when it comes time, they're just going to lock jaws right down on us. That's what am I being too pessimistic here? I mean, we need to fight right now is what I'm saying.
Yeah, to protect yourself, and one thing I didn't say is iodine. Iodine and selenium help protect the body cells from electromagnetic frequency damage.
There you go. Iodine, the detoxidine at the Power Mall. Such a pleasure to talk to you. You're such a bright light in a world of delusion, really. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great evening, and we'll see you tomorrow. Dr. Group, thank you so much.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.